Good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our all-age service on this first Sunday in October. It's good to welcome you here. I want to thank Claire Evans and the team of volunteers for making it such an enjoyable, messy harvest yesterday afternoon. We had a wonderful time together. So Jamie, if you could pass on our thanks to Claire and to all who made it possible, it was a great time. God calls us together for worship. So let us bring all that we have and offer all that we are to God. Let us worship the Lord and honour his name.
Let's stand and sing.
Amen. Shall we pray together? Heavenly Father,
we thank you that we can be here together, your family, at this all-age worship, whether we're little or whether we're big, whether we're young, whether we're old, we come together to sing your praises. We will glorify your name and we will lift your name on high. Jesus, we come to worship you today and we thank you for all the good things that you give us. And today we say thank you. Today we praise you. Today we worship you. And Father, as we come together, we can unite with our voices, we can unite in our spirits, we can unite with our words. And today we say the prayer that you taught us, that people have said for generations and generations, a prayer that brings us closer to you. So shall we say the Lord's Prayer together? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Please take a seat.
To set the scene for our service today, we're going to put up four pictures on the screen. And I'd like you to look at the four pictures and see if you can tell what these four things have in common. A caterpillar, the chameleon, don't worry about the strawberry. The caterpillar's just working her way through that. So the caterpillar, the chameleon, the baby, and the tree. So just talk to your neighbour and see if you can work out what might connect these things. What can we say of one that we can say of all of them? Do you know it?
Yeah.
Or what is it? Let's see. Aha. Okay, let's get the handheld microphone. Now, really, the answer is one word. So after three, those who know what that one word might be, we're going to say it, okay? Three, two, one.
Change.
Very good. Change. That's right. Now we're going to go through each one in turn, and I need somebody to help me explain how each one might change. So who'd like to tell us about a caterpillar? Any of the children would like to tell us about a caterpillar? Do you want to have a go, Katie? Tell us what happens.
They change into butterflies.
Very good. That's right. They change into butterflies. What about a chameleon, Katie?
Does it change its colour?
Yeah, it changes colour. Well done. Yeah, it changes colour to whatever background. And what about the babies? How do babies change?
Lots and lots, constantly.
Constantly changing. And their nappies as well. But yeah, they grow, don't they? They grow. And then trees. Who can tell us about trees? Here you go, Abigail.
They change seasons. So in summer, their leaves grow. And in spring, they're there. And then in winter, they're gone. And then in autumn, they're falling off.
Yeah. And that's where we are now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well done. Yeah. Very good. Very good answers. Yeah, you've all got your thinking heads on today. That's great. Change. And now we're going to think about how people change. How do you think a person can change? What sort of changes do people go through? Can you think of any ways in which people might change? I'm going to come over.
I think people can change in so many ways. Taking the child, we start growing, become adolescent, from adolescent to adult, and then mature person. Then in changes in life, challenges can make people change. Yeah. People can change when they are in difficulty.
Yeah.
People can change from being a pagan to a Christian. People can change in so many ways in life, depending on what they are facing in life.
Oh, thank you. Wonderful. And if we think about our own lives, we think about some of the ways in which we have changed and are changing. Anne, did you want to say something?
When you are teenagers, you have periods.
That's right.
Not boys.
That's right. That's it, puberty, that's right. So there's changes happening all the time. And we mentioned there a butterfly. And we're going to sing a song now that has the word butterfly in it. Can you guess what it is? If I Were a Butterfly. That's right. And as we sing this, we give thanks that although we're all different, God has made us unique. He is making us. He is changing us. So let's enjoy singing this. And if you know the actions, please join in.
Okay, let's stand.
Right, please take your seats. So we're thinking about change this morning. Here's the fan from the next door cafe. I don't think they're going to miss it this week, but I will put it back. I will put it back. And you can see all the ribbons are hanging loose. Would one of the children like to come and flick the switch? Do you want to come, Katie? Let's see what happens. That's good, isn't it? That's different, isn't it? What's making those ribbons fly like that, do you think? Why are they going like that? Who'd like to say? Abigail, you tell us. The wind, that's right. It's the wind that is blowing onto the ribbons, that is making them move, making them live. And we can't see the wind. We can't see the wind, but we can see the effect that it has, the difference that it makes. Okay, and we're going to look on the screen again and we're going to see an example of the wind blowing in nature. And this is some time-lapse photography. So pictures taken and then a little while passes and then another one's taken and then another one. So it looks like it's speeded up, but actually it takes place over a long time. So let's see the wind blowing on nature. Lovely scenes of nature and the wind blowing over. In the Bible, the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost, and we're told that the Spirit came upon the church like a wind, like a powerful wind. And we're thinking about the work of the Holy Spirit this morning. The Spirit blows across our lives. Powerfully, sometimes. Other times, very gently. Always invisibly, like the wind. You can't see it, but you can see the effect of the Holy Spirit in a person's life. And that's happening all the time. The Holy Spirit is at work in us, changing us. Like that time-lapse photography, it's quite slow, and sometimes we can't see it in ourselves or in others, but it's happening. God's Spirit is blowing. And this happened to a man in the Bible called Nicodemus. And we're going to hear what happened to Nicodemus when he met with Jesus. And Joe and Katie are going to give us an interpretation of this story, and there's parts of this that we've got to join in as well.
So yes, we'd like you to join in our Bible story today, and which is based on the Gospel of John, chapter 3. So when you see these words on the screen, we need your help. So when you see the words, shh, I'd like you to put your fingers on the lips. Like that. And then, huh? Can you scratch your head? Huh? Like that, as if you're asking a question. And then, aha! Okay? Like as if you just had the best idea ever. Aha! Okay? So if you do that again, shh. And then, huh? And, aha! Oh, is it me?
You're Sally.
It is Katie, I think.
What?
This story begins with a nighttime visit.
Oh, yeah. This story begins with a nighttime visit.
A man called Nicodemus. Huh? Yes, Nicodemus. Nicodemus. His name means champion of the people.
Wow, what school did you go to?
Well, actually, my dad told me.
Nicodemus was a fairy.
Pharisee.
Pharisee. A teacher of Jewish law. He came to see Jesus at night.
Didn't Nicodemus mind the dark?
Actually, the darkness is a metaphor for ignorant and non-illuminated hearts.
Wow, what school do you go to?
Nicodemus begins the conversation with a compliment.
You're looking well.
Thank you. And Nicodemus praises Jesus, saying, "We know you are a teacher sent by God, because no one could do the miraculous signs you do unless God was with him."
Nicodemus seems impressed by the signs he's seen, so Jesus answers him by saying, "I'm telling you the truth. Nobody sees the kingdom of God unless they are born again." Huh? You must be born again? Huh?
Nicodemus seems completely confused.com.
He asks Jesus, "How can you be born when you are old? Can you crawl back inside your mummy's tummy?"
So Jesus gives Nicodemus another explanation.
Aha! Jesus says nobody can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh comes from flesh, spirit comes from spirit. You seem surprised when I say that you must be born again, and you shouldn't be. The wind blows here, the wind blows there. The wind blows wherever it wants. You can hear the wind, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. And it is just the same with those who are born of the Spirit.
But Nicodemus is still confused. He asked Jesus how this can be. So Jesus gives another explanation.
Nicodemus, you are one of our nation's leading teachers, but you still don't get it. I'm only saying what I know to be true, testifying to what I've seen. But you and the other religious leaders just don't accept it. And if you don't believe what I say about the things of the earth, how will you believe me when I talk about the things of heaven? You are still in the dark.
Jesus had one last try. He spoke to Nicodemus plainly about himself, saying,
"Nobody has ever gone to heaven except the one who came down from heaven, and that is the Son of Man. And just like Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man has to be lifted up. And then everyone who believes in him will have eternal life."
Nicodemus is even more confused.
Nicodemus just needed to think back and remember his history. Moses lifted that bronze snake up on a pole in the desert so that anyone who had been bitten by one of the poisonous snakes could look at it and be healed. It's the same with Jesus, the Son of Man. The Son of Man must also be lifted up on the cross. Then anyone who believes in the Son of Man may have eternal life.
And then Jesus says something that becomes so memorable and really important.
So important that we're going to have a drum roll and then say it all together, okay? For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son. So that whoever believes in him may not be lost, but have eternal life.
I wonder, did Nicodemus stay in the dark?
You know, I think he finally got it.
I think we should. Yeah. Well done, Katie and Joe, for bringing us that presentation. Brilliant. Jesus gently unraveled the knots that Nicodemus had got himself tied up in over the years. It was like Jesus undermined, took away all those foundations that weren't quite right, that they might be relaid again so that Nicodemus could learn more about the ways of God, the ways of the Spirit. And at some point, maybe not that night, but at some time, Nicodemus did understand. The fog lifted and Nicodemus was born again. And he was changed. He was changed from being a man of fear, thinking about whether he was good enough or not for God, whether other people were good enough for God, in or out, to realizing God's love is wonderful and life-changing. He changed from doubt and fear to love. And God does that same work in our life. And so we're going to sing again. You unravel me. No longer slaves, I am a child of God. Let's really bring our heartfelt worship and mean these words that we sing. Let's stand together as we're able. Dave and I are going to present a conversation, an imaginary conversation between Nicodemus and his friend Simeon the morning after that night when Nicodemus met Jesus. So I'm going to play the part of someone called Simeon, and Dave is going to be Nicodemus. And after this, we're going to listen to a song that will be on the screen. Nicodemus, I hear you were talking to that preacher from Galilee yesterday.
Yes, I was. His name is Jesus.
Well then, spill the beans. I bet you outdid him easily. There's no one who can touch you when it comes to explaining the scriptures.
It wasn't like that. We weren't locking horns. He teased me, but gently. He didn't humiliate me, and I began to see, well, a different future. I had always thought I knew how God's chosen one would be. He would teach, he would heal, he would be a friend to the oppressed, but eventually he would become a great leader. But then, as being born again was mentioned, that picture from Isaiah came into my mind. The one where a little child is leading in God's kingdom. It was as if all the pieces that made up my sense of myself, as a proud Pharisee and a good teacher, had been shaken up, only to fall down in new patterns. I saw God's power as well, like the wind, strong, sometimes frightening, but also gentle and caressing. I felt a sense of mystery. Then I thought everything was certain and clear. I saw possibilities. I was excited, but also a bit afraid. He's dangerous, you know, that Jesus. At least, he is unsettling. His words were about experiencing spirit, ascending to heaven, having eternal life, about letting go and not planning or being in control. That is unsettling. And it doesn't make much sense in terms of what I know as a teacher, a Pharisee, here and now in this community. But I've realized that I know other things, mysterious divine things in my heart. I've got to trust and be carried by the wind of the love he talked about at the end. But I don't know if I'll be able to persuade my friends to come with me on this journey.
Let's think again about the work of the Spirit. Finding answers to our deepest questions can be as elusive as the wind. But we know enough to trust God and open our lives to the new life and the new breezes of his Spirit that he can bring. And new life meant new risks for Nicodemus. Let me tell you a little bit about what happened to him afterwards. We know that Nicodemus risked his reputation, his place of prominence in the Jewish ruling body, to speak up on behalf of Jesus at his trial before the high priest on the night night before he was killed. That was a big risk. That was standing up for Jesus. And after Jesus died on the cross, the Bible tells us that Nicodemus was involved in the request made by Joseph of Arimathea to have a proper place for Jesus to be buried. And Christian tradition tells us that Nicodemus was baptized by Peter and John, that he suffered persecution from hostile Jews. He lost his membership in the Sanhedrin Council and was forced to leave Jerusalem because of his Christian faith. So you see, at first, Nicodemus came to Jesus at night, in the dark, when no one could see, in the shadows. But his walk with Jesus and the wind of the Spirit blew Nicodemus, and it brought him out into the open, into the light, as a bold follower of Jesus. Isn't that amazing what happened to Nicodemus? And it just shows that when the deep questions are answered, or at least held before God, when our eyes are open, when the fog lifts, when the light comes, we will also stand up for Jesus. Stand with the Lord. And that's my prayer today. However you come to church this morning, whatever your deep longings or questions, wherever you feel in the faith that you are in the dark, that you will have that encounter with Jesus today in our response time. That you will lift those questions into the light of God's love. That you will hear his voice blowing in the wind. That you will sense the Holy Spirit. Whoever believes in him. And belief means by life. By life. It means living out what you believe. That's what Nicodemus did, and that's what we're going to do in this week ahead. Live out what we believe. So we're going to come to our prayer activity now, and I need the children's help to help share something out among the congregation. Now, I don't know if anybody here suffers from lepidopterophobia. Do you know what that is? The fear of butterflies. If you do, you can opt out of this prayer activity. But I'm going to ask the children to come round and pass round the butterflies. So you can take one. There's some large ones, there's small ones. They're all different colours. And you can pass them around so that everybody has one. If you can take them to the back as well. Do you want to take them to the back of the church, Ivy? Do you want to take them to the back of the church that way? I'll give you another one. There we are. You can take that one. You want to take them right to the back as well? Okay. In a bit. Is there anybody who still needs one? If you put your hand up. I think we should have enough. So keep your hand up if you still need one. Some at the back over there. If there's any more to the back. I think I've got. That's great. Thank you. Anybody still waiting at the very back?
Are there any more?
Have we got any more? Okay. Maybe one more. I think we had 80. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I think we've run out. I thought we had 80. Oh, we've got some more. Abigail. Ah, we've got two more. Keep your hand up. I think we'll still get to you. I think we have got some more. The Jediah down here. We have no more. Oh. So somebody might have to share one. We underestimated. Sorry about that. Okay. So we have a butterfly there, and we were speaking about a butterfly earlier and how it was a caterpillar before. And we're going to just have a time of prayer now where we can talk to God with this butterfly in our hands. And first of all, if you have a butterfly, or if you haven't, you can imagine you have. If you can just close it in your hand so you can't see it. So you're hiding it. So imagine your butterfly is in a cocoon. Okay? And if you want to close your eyes while I say this prayer, we imagine that cocoon is silently changing. Your hands are a cocoon that protect and shelter. And think of your life protected and sheltered by God. God loves you just as you are. You are his precious child. And thank God for all the ways in which he has made you who you are. The changes he has brought to your life for the better. And we know that God hasn't finished with us yet, so in the quietness, let his light shine on those areas that you need to change, that you want to change. In the quietness, speak to God in your heart. This is our prayer of becoming. Lord, may your love grow inside me. Change me into what I should be. Let nothing hold me back from a life that is beautiful. May your transforming power shape my life with grace. Make me more like you. More like Jesus. Change my heart, O God. Amen. So we can open our eyes and we can keep our hands closed and remain seated as we sing those words. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Just for the next part of our prayer, we're going to open our hands again and just lift up the butterfly in the palm of our hand. And we're going to join in saying a prayer that will be on the screen. Let us pray these words together. Lord Jesus, you drew Nicodemus into a new way of being and thinking. Draw me out from all that is dark. Change me into the likeness of Jesus. Bring to life in me all that has yet to be understood, all that has yet to be lived, all that has yet to be shared, that I may witness to your great love for the world. Amen. Amen. Christ sets us free. So let's see if we can hold up those butterflies and give them a wave. Can you wave them? Can we look around and see the different colours? Great. We go in his freedom. And you can take those butterflies home. They have a little magnet on them, so you can put it on your fridge or somewhere where you will see it this week, and you'll be reminded of Nicodemus. You'll be reminded of all that we have shared together today. Before we sing our final song, just a reminder, as has been said, next Sunday is our Harvest Festival service, and the young people are going to be taking part and showing us some of what they have been working on. It'll be a very special service next week, so do come along and stay for the lunch as well. Bring your harvest goods of food that will be received, and also there is an opportunity to give financially as well for the work of Reach next Sunday morning. And to say our prayer ministry team are available after our service if you would like to receive prayer for something that God has been saying to you this morning. If you need help, then please do ask one of our prayer team with a green lanyard. So we come to our final song, reminding us that Jesus is the light of the world who shines upon us and upon all. So let's make these words our prayer. We dedicate these gifts and all our giving to the Lord. Go and live a new life filled with God's Spirit. Go and serve the Lord with the power of his love. Go and serve others in Jesus' name. Amen.